When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden, into the which he had entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus of times resorted to thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all these things that should come up in, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. They asked he them again, Who seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. And they say, My being fulfilled, which he spoke of them which thou gavest me, me have I lost none. Then Simon Peter, have the sword drew it, and smote the high priest's servants, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, Put up the sword into the sheath, the cup which my father has given me, shall I not drink it? Then the band and the captain and the officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him, and led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews, that it was expended that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that another disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spoke unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then says the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of the man's disciples? He said, I am not. And the servants and the officers stood there, who made a fire of coals, for it was cold. And they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spoke openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret I have said nothing. Why ask thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answer so the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if I well, which smittest thou me? Now Annas had sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest, and Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore to him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it, and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, says, Did not I see in the garden with him? Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew.
耶稣说了这话，就同门徒出去，过了一条小溪，在那里有个园子，他和门徒就进去了。出卖耶稣的犹大也知道那个地方，因为耶稣和门徒屡次上那里去聚集。犹大领了一个军队和祭司长并列法利赛人的差役，拿着灯笼、火把、兵器，也来到园中。 耶稣知道自己的一切事情，所以就对他们说：“你们找谁？”他们回答说：“我找拿撒勒人耶稣。” 耶稣说，我就是。这时出卖他的犹大也同他们站在那里。耶稣说完我就是之后，其他人就退后往地上走去。他又对他们说，你们找谁？他们说，找拿撒勒人耶稣。耶稣说，我已经告诉你们，我就是。你们若要找我，就让这些人去吧。这要应验耶稣从前的话，你所赐给我的人，我没有失落一个。西门彼得此时带着一把刀就拔出来，将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉了他的右耳。那名仆人的名字叫马勒古。耶稣就对彼得说，收刀入鞘吧，我父亲所给我的那杯，我岂可能不喝呢？此时队长和千夫长还有犹太人的差役就捉拿住耶稣，把他捆绑起来，先是带到亚纳面前，因为亚纳是本年做大祭司该亚法的岳父。该亚法就是从前向犹太人发起议论说有一个人替百姓死是有义的那位。西门彼得跟着耶稣前进，此时还有另外一个门徒跟着，那个门徒是大祭司所认识的，他就同耶稣进了大祭司的院落。彼得此时却站在门外，大祭司认识到那个门徒出来，和看门的使女说了一声，就领彼得进去。那看门的使女对彼得说，咦，你不也是这人的门徒吗？彼得回答说，我不是。仆人和差役因为天冷就生了炭火，站在那里烤火，彼得也同他们站着烤火。大祭司就以耶稣的门徒和他的教训来盘问他。耶稣回答说，我从来都是对世间的人说，我会在会堂和殿宇里，这就是犹太人聚集的地方，也是他们来教训人的地方。我在暗地里并没有说什么事情。那你们为什么问我呢？可以问那些听见的人，我对他们说了什么，我所说的他们都知道。耶稣说完这话之后，旁边站着一个衙役用手掌击打他，说，你就是这样回答大祭司问话的吗？耶稣说，我说的如果不对的话，你可以指证我哪不对，我如果说的对的话，你为什么打我呢？亚纳就把耶稣解禁到大祭司该亚法那里，仍旧是捆绑着。西门彼得此时正站着烤火，有人对他说，你不也是他的门徒吗？彼得不承认，又一次说，我不是。然后大祭司的有一个门徒就让彼得削掉耳朵那人的亲属，就说道，我不是也看见你同他在园子里了吗？彼得又再次否认是他的门徒。此时天已亮，鸡也叫了。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。 第二阶段我们的节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论，希望这样的趣味性互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音第28讲，欢迎大家在留言区讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me.Conducting deep learning and program discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 28th lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Okay, first let's deal my today's personal study summary. This story takes place just before Jesus is arrested. Jesus and his disciples go to a garden where Judas, the disciple who betrayed Jesus, leads soldiers and officers to arrest him. He steps forward and asks them, who they are looking for. And when they say, Jesus of Nazareth, he tells them, I am he. This powerful statement makes the group fall backward. Then Jesus asks again, who they are seeking. Then saying again, I am he. He tells them to let his disciples go, fulfilling his earlier promise that none of his followers would be lost. When the soldiers try to take Jesus, Peter, one of his disciples, pulls out a sword and cuts off the ear of a man named Malus. Jesus tells Peter to put away the sword, explaining that he must go through this because it's what God has planned for him. The soldiers then arrest and ban Jesus, bringing him first to Annas and then to the high priest, Caiaphas, who previously advised that Jesus' death would benefit other people. Peter and another disciple follow Jesus to where he is being questioned. One asked if he's one of the disciples. Peter denies it 3 times in total, just as Jesus had predicted. As soon as he denies Jesus the 3rd time, a rooster crows, reminding Peter of Jesus' words. Now, let my sister Ingrid make a go further summary.
Hello, sister. You mentioned the most important points. I have another thing to add, that Peter was not allowed to follow Jesus in this situation because he did not have the permission to enter the courtyard.
你好，妹妹，你说到了最重要的几点问题，我还有一件事情要进行补充。彼得在这种情况下不被允许跟随耶稣，因为他没有进入院子的许可。
He used the advantage that another disciple was known to the high priest, and so he could enter. If he had respected his prohibition, they would not be able to ask him about Jesus, and he had not denied Jesus there.
他利用了大祭司认识了另外一个门徒的优势，所以他可以进入。如果他尊重这个禁令，他们就不能问他有关耶稣的事情。他也没有在那里否认耶稣。
Another point is that Jesus was standing bound before the high priest. He told that anyone could hear what he was preaching, and there was no secret about his teaching.
另一点要说明的是，耶稣被捆绑着站在大祭司面前。他说任何人都可以听到他所传道的内容。实际上他的教导没有任何秘密。
A servant has struck Jesus in the face, and Jesus asked him why he does this and said that he should prove if Jesus was wrong and if he was right. Why did he strike him?
此时一个仆人打了耶稣的脸，耶稣问他为什么要这样做，并说他应该证明如果耶稣错了，如果他是对的，那则又为什么要打他呢？
This was the only situation in that Jesus defended himself. After this, he kept quiet. The scripture says he went as a lamb to his slaughter without defending himself.
实际上，这是耶稣为自己唯一一次的辩护。在此后，他始终保持沉默。圣经上说，耶稣像羔羊一样被宰杀。实际上，以后再没为自己辩护过。
And the last interesting point is that Caiaphas said that it is better that one dies for all others, and that was a prophetic word because Jesus died for all of us.
很有趣的一点是 ,Caiaphas 说过一个人为所有的人而死，实际上这更好。这也算是一个预言，因为最终耶稣为我们所有人而亡。Okay.Based on about Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, why did Judas betray Jesus? And what does it show about loyalty and trust? 为什么犹大背叛了耶稣？ 这又对忠诚和信任有什么启示呢？
Judas was a robber. Judas gave him the ministry to keep the money of the disciples, and Judas had the habit to steal them for himself.
犹大实际上是个强盗，耶稣让他保管门徒的钱财，而犹大却有偷窃的习惯。
Judas followed Jesus because he thought that Jesus will arise his kingdom on earth, and he wanted to have a powerful part in this kingdom.
犹大跟随耶稣，因为他认为耶稣会在地上建立他的王国，并且他想在这个王国中拥有强大的力量。
When he saw that Jesus is persecuted for to be crucified, he wanted at least earn a bit money by delivering him to his persecutors.
当他看到耶稣被迫害并被钉在十字架的时候，他想通过耶稣交替给被害者来至少赚一点点钱。
He never has been loyal to Jesus. Jesus gave him a lot of opportunities to change, but he never did it.
他从没有对耶稣忠诚过。耶稣给他很多改变的机会，但他从没有这样做。Next question for sister. So, what do you think it means when Jesus says, I am he, and everybody falls back?
当耶稣说我就是他的时候，每一个人都倒退了。你觉得这又为什么呢？
This is a phenomenon we see in a lot of modern churches that people fall back during the service. They say it is the work of the Holy Spirit, but when we compare scripture here with reality, it's just the opposite.
这是我们在许多现代教堂中看到的一个现象。人们在做礼拜期间实际上会进行退缩，他们说这是圣灵在工作，但当我们将这里的经文与现实进行比较的时候，事实恰恰相反。
When people surrender before God and adore Him, they fall on their knees. In the Bible, when people fall back, it is always a sign of judgment that there is something wrong.
当人们在上帝面前屈服并崇拜他的时候，人们会跪下。但是在圣经当中，当人们向后退缩的时候，这总是审判的标志，表示事情出现了问题。Okay, next question. Why did Jesus tell Peter to put away his sword? 为什么耶稣让彼得收起了剑呢？
Because Peter is resisting the plan of God. It was Jesus' destiny to go to the cross and die for all of us. So Peter should not defend Jesus and keep him away from his plan.
因为彼得在抗拒神的计划，耶稣的命运就是为我们所有人钉上十字架并且受难。所以彼得不应该为耶稣辩护，不让他参与这个计划。
Here a lot of Christians commit mistakes when they pray for good things here on earth and ignore what scripture says. The scripture says that there will be wars, earthquakes, and terrible things. So when we pray against this, we pray against the plan of God.
很多基督徒都会这样犯错，他们祈求世界上最美好的事物，却忽视了圣经上所说的一切。圣经上已经说明将会有战争、地震和任何可怕的事情，所以当我们祈祷反对这些事情出现的时候，我们相当于是在反对上帝的计划。
Of course, we shall pray for the suffering people there and the people around us that they will be saved and come to heaven, but God's plan is to make everything new, so we shall pray according to God's plan.
当然，我们也可以为那里受苦受难的人们和我们周围的人进行祈祷，希望他们得救并进入最终天堂。但是上帝的计划是让一切焕然一新，所以我们应该按照上帝的计划进行正确的祈祷。Next question for sister.
So, how does Jesus came response to his arrest show his trust in God's plan? 耶稣对被捕的冷静反应如何表现出他对上帝计划的信任呢？
He fulfills the scripture when it is written about him that he will go to like a lamb to the slaughter.
耶稣实际上实现了圣经里关于他的记载，最终他像羔羊一样被送去任人宰割。Next question for sister. What's the significance of Peter denying Jesus three times?
彼得为什么要三次否认耶稣呢？这又有什么意义呢？
Peter felt during the supper very strong and he said he would die with Jesus. Jesus warned him that he will deny him before the cock shouts.
晚餐的时候，彼得感觉到非常强烈的意图。他说他愿意与耶稣一起赴死，但是耶稣却警告他，实际上你会在鸡叫之前，你会三次进行否认耶稣。
We have to be aware that Satan says to God he will test us all if we are true or hypocritical Christians, and so the answer of Peter was a test that he did not pass.
我们必须清醒地意识到，撒旦对上帝说，他会考验我们所有人，看我们是否是真正的基督徒还是虚伪的基督徒。因此，彼得的回答就是一场考验，他并没有通过。
He was very proud before, but then he was aware of his own weakness, and he cried and repented.
以前的彼得非常骄傲，但后来他意识到自己的软弱，他也哭了，最终也悔改了。
Before God can use us, he has to smash our pride too, because if we are proud of following in Jesus, we are useless for him.
上帝要利用我们，就必须先粉碎我们的骄傲，因为我们为跟随耶稣而骄傲，那么我们对他来说就是无用的人。Next question, sister, why do you think Peter denied knowing Jesus even though he was a loyal disciple?
你认为彼得为什么会否认认识耶稣基督呢？即使他是他忠诚的门徒。
I think it was his weakness. He was confused about that what happened, that it was one of the disciples that betrayed Jesus, the caught in the same night. I think it was just too much for him.
实际上这是彼得的弱点。他对于发生的事情感到困惑，知道门徒之一的人，犹大已经背叛了耶稣，在同一天晚上也被送上了法庭。我认为这整件事情对彼得来说都有些太过分，太严肃了。
Next question for sister. So, what lesson can we learn from Peter's reaction to Jesus' arrest?
我们又可以从彼得对耶稣被捕的反应中学习到什么教训呢？
We should not attack other people who are not willing to follow Jesus. They are people who attack us because we are Christian and say blasphemy things about Jesus and the Bible. But we shall not attack them, better ignore them and be aware that God said, the revenge is mine.
我们不应该攻击那些不愿意跟随耶稣的人。有些人因为我们是基督徒，从而攻击我们。并说亵渎耶稣和圣经的话，但我们不应该攻击他们，最好忽视他们，并意识到上帝说，报复是对于我个人的。
Next question. Sister, why did Jesus say that none of his followers would be lost?
为什么耶稣说他所有的门徒中没有一个会迷失方向呢？
This was a promise. He lost only Judas who took the decision to go the other way.
实际上这是一个承诺。他最终失去的只是一个犹大。最终他决定走向另一条路。
Next question, sister. What do you think it means to trust in God's plan, even when it's hard?
你认为信任上帝的计划即使非常困难？为什么你又这样想呢？
The answer is short. The Bible says, don't cast away your trust, which has a great reward. Sometimes life here on earth is really heavy, but when we follow Jesus, we will get the reward in heaven.
我可以简短地回答说，因为圣经上说，不要抛弃你的信念，它会带来巨大的回报。有的时候地球上的生活确实非常难过，但当我们跟随耶稣的时候，我们将在天堂最终得到回报。Next question, sister. How can this story help us understand forgiveness and second chances? 以上这些内容如何帮助我们理解宽恕和第二次机会呢？
We understand the character of God. Even Peter has committed a great sin of mistake. When he repented, he could come back and Jesus gave him a second chance.
我们了解了上帝的性格。即使彼得犯下大错，当他悔改的时候，他可以重新来过。耶稣会给他第二次机会。
Life is long and we do not always do the right things and are not always on the small way and we grow cold in our faith.
人生路漫漫，我们并不是总做正确的事情，也并不是说在小事上我们都会翻车。实际上我们的信念随着时间的长短也会变化，也会变得冷淡。
But when we repent from our heart and ask God for forgiveness, He gives us a second chance and we will go on with us in our life.
但当我们从心底真正忏悔并向上帝请求宽恕的时候，他总会给我们第二次机会，并继续陪伴我们的生活。好了，今天节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听。祝大家2024年深秋快乐，我们下期再会。